Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right into the chart. Right now, the price is $67,799. We are below the $69,000 level, which has been, well, it was our old all-time high from November 2021. And now here in March 4th and 5th, it was resistance. Then it was support around March 12th and 13th. Then it was resistance March 17th and 18th. Then it was support March 27, 28, 29. And now we're at April 4th and 5th. 69K seems to be a little bit of a resistance, but that's where we are. We know long term we're in a bull trend and all is good. This is the halving countdown, 14 days and 20 hours. April 20th. In the morning, 7:48 a.m. here, and sats per dollar right now is 1,474 sats per dollar. Yeah, but here's a chart from Jelly, successful retest, and Bitcoin is giving it another go. Break 69,000, and all bets are off. So yeah, you could see here, this is, we've sort of held this support, what is it, like 66,500. Here it was resistance, now it's support. I mean, this is a small time frame, but anyway, it's just good to look at these. Bitcoin Archive says the Bitcoin 4-hour RSI bounced off the trend line any moment now. Yeah, and so this is the RSI, the Relative Strength Index. You can see we've been making higher lows in that sense, and also the price has been going up. And you could see here where this really looks like a bull flag, right? This wedge, and it sort of coils up and it resets, kind of, it gets some power, and then it blasts off to the next level. Could happen. But happy birthday, Satoshi Nakamoto. Yeah, well, we think it's his birthday today. I guess he would be 49 years old today. We say that today is Satoshi's birthday only because this is the date he gave for his birth when he created his profile on the P2P Foundation. Is it really his birthday? Perhaps not, but the date does carry with it some fascinating significance. And this post goes on. I'll link to it below, as I link to everything below. But yeah, happy birthday, Satoshi. We don't know who it is or who they are. Don't know. And it's actually good that we don't know. But happy birthday. Some more bullish news. Just in, Genesis has finished selling $2.1 billion of its Grayscale Bitcoin ETF holding. Send it! Send it! That's why I named the thumbnail of this video is Send It, because of this post. Thank you, Bitcoin Archive. Yeah, and Bitcoin for Freedom down here says, bullish! Send it! Yeah, because once a lot of these ETFs get swapped around and people are sort of selling their ETF, either to take profits or to move it somewhere else because of the Grayscale fees, whatever, but it's not going to last forever. And in fact, Genesis just finished selling their share of Grayscale Bitcoin ETF holding. Good news. And this is breaking news. BlackRock adds Goldman Sachs, Citadel, UBS, and Citigroup to Bitcoin ETF as authorized participants. As per CryptoSlate, Wall Street has arrived. Don't sit on the sidelines. I mean, look, I talk about it every day here. You know, if you've been watching. By the way, thanks for watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a question for Barry. By the way, Barry's my producer. He sits over there. Barry, can you tell that these big institutions are psyched about Bitcoin?
Oh, forget it.
I'm telling you, they really are. Yeah. They're here. All right, they're coming. Okay, this is a video we're going to watch. Buying a meal with Zaps in Uvita, Costa Rica. Let's watch this video here.
Okay, tell your story of Primal.
Okay, so I had a friend download Primal. I made a post and I realized, well, I got sats from my very first post. And literally just in the palm of my hand, I was able to walk up to the counter, buy a meal, completely paid for from posting onto Nostr.
Very cool.
And then now I'm like, this is a lifestyle. I can just live off of this Bitcoin standard and receive this value for the community. And then there's infrastructure here where I can just like literally buy a coffee, buy breakfast, and it's freedom. Thank you so much. Liberation.
Oh, yeah. Right? Primal made that video. Yeah. Look, this is what's happening. this is how the world is going. This is a great little insight into how things are going to be happening in the future. They're already happening now, but it's only going to catch on and become more prevalent. Freedom, money, everything. It's great. Great video from Primal. Now I want to tell you about Flash, because speaking of creators living off the Bitcoin standard, creators now, or anyone, any company, anyone can unlock subscription plans in Bitcoin. So you know how you have like Patreon, which is garbage. Never use Patreon. It's completely garbage. But and there are there's Subscribestar, which is a good crowdfunding application platform. But you can give like $5 a month or something like that, right? You can support your favorite creators, give them a little bit every month. Well, this is what Flash is unlocking for Bitcoin, and Geyser is actually using it. Geyser.fund. You can actually, if you have a Geyser account or a campaign on Geyser and you want to integrate subscriptions, you can integrate it with this Flash. And they walk you through it. And by the way, this is our Geyser page. Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. So if you want to give sats, I am going to enable that Flash thing soon, you know, probably this weekend. I just found out about it last night. But yeah, Geyser's cool. Flash is cool. This is innovation happening. And here's a cool post. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's a really good thread. Is owning a single Bitcoin the new American dream? Let's draw parallels between the rise of Bitcoin and the historical trajectory of homeownership in the United States post-World War II. Yeah, this is talking about the American dream. Owning a home, a little plot of land with a white picket fence, the whole thing. But it's a good thread. Very interesting. I'll link to it below, obviously. All right, let's talk about some fiat government nonsense, because Bitcoin solves these issues, right, Barry? Barry, how would you describe the fiat situation and the government in general?
It's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. So 91 years ago today, President Roosevelt, this is a picture of him, signing an executive order, 6102, banning gold on April 5th, 1933. For 40 years, U.S. citizens couldn't defend their money from inflation. This is why we Bitcoin. Yeah, and here's a picture of him doing it. Okay, terrific. This is why we Bitcoin. Yeah, and here's another one about money printing. I'm going to read this. This is powerful. James Lewis writes, money printing should be illegal. If trade is the exchange of goods and services, money represents and abstracts that exchange. Holding money represents means having rendered services and delivered goods. Printing money is a lie that one has done good for another. It is forgery, and it must be banned. The sky-high taxation is an illusion that we are paying for their expenditure, but they are actually reaching into our current and future pockets and those of our children and directly robbing those who work for and hold dollars by printing more of them. It is theft in the grandest sense. Ditch the dollar. It's their only power. And this is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. We must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt, and here are our rulers with a national debt of $34 trillion and growing every minute. Yeah, fiat is bad. Fiat's a scam. Fiat is the thing that is holding us back as individuals. It's the cartel stealing our money. That they do it with fiat. But they can't do it with Bitcoin. Right, Barry?
Oh, forget it.
I'm telling you, that's can't. And here a little bit about Noster. This is great from Callie. There are only very few places left on the internet where you're not abused as a product. Noster is one of them. Yeah, Noster's great. Hope you're on Noster. Definitely. I wanted to click on my profile. But anyway, you can find Fractal Bitcoin on Noster. This is a website. It's a cool resource. Bitcoin rocks. You can learn, you know, here it says, Bitcoin is a misunderstood technology that is building a better world. Tap on a category below to learn how Bitcoin makes it better, or just start scrolling to explore. Yeah, you can really look into Bitcoin in terms of your salary, freedom, crowdfunding, politics, everything. It's a really cool resource website. So bitcoin.rocks. I'll link to it below. And here is how I think I look telling people Bitcoin will save the world. And here's how I really look. This is so true. Even friends I've had from before I got into Bitcoin. I've had friends for years and years and years. And when I talk about Bitcoin, I really feel like the top picture, but I know that I look like the bottom picture. I guess that's just how it is. All right, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. We have everything here. Check it out. And also on the top here, join our locals community. Click that link. Come over to locals. Join up for free. This is where we hang out. And don't forget, every Friday we have the Bitcoin panel. We have one coming up in a few hours. Today's Friday. So every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, me and a bunch of Bitcoiners hang around and chat about cool stuff. So that's it for today. Happy Friday. And hopefully you can tune into the Bitcoin panel live stream. And in the comments, say hi. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and like the video and all that. And I will see you Monday. So have a great weekend. And I'll see you Monday. All right. Have fun.